Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite.
And James Smith of Dalworth Clean.
And Fred Marshall of Advanced Foundation Repair.
We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend Neil Sperry.
Thank you guys very, very much. Thank you. My music finish out there, and thank you also very much for all those years of advertising among those folks. And as long as I'm giving great thanks today to Lee Reiser for running my boards for me, and RJ Williams, and also to Mike Sutton, my screeners, and Mark Willis in our news department. So it's a fine team that we have for you today. Now we are joined by another fine team member, and this is Tucker Reed. He is horticulture manager at the Dallas Arboretum, filling in for Jimmy Turner once again. And he's going to talk about Angelonia, the Serena series. Boy, those are big-time plants, aren't they, Tucker?
They are, and we use them a lot. And we're the family favorite as well as an arboretum favorite. My wife and I use them all the time.
Well, it's a great plant. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's a common name is summer snapdragon, so sometimes you may have to look for a tag that says that. It's got a similar appearance, but it's definitely not a snapdragon. It comes in a wide range of colors, purple, white, and a couple different shades of pink. It's a native to Mexico and the West Indies, so you can, you know, when I tell you it thrives in heat and full sun, that's why. It comes from much warmer climates than even we have. And the funny thing is that even though we planted a little early at the Arboretum, it really doesn't start growing until the temperatures are consistently over 65 degrees. Mm-hmm. So don't look for it early in the season of the nurseries, because the nurseries won't grow it, won't bring it in until they know they're going to sell it and be able to grow it.
I just planted mine this week.
Yeah, we're actually in the trial gardens. They all went in this week. So mm-hmm. We're just now starting to see them. We plant a few early just because we can. And they don't, but they just kind of sit there. They don't really get going.
Mm-hmm.
So we do it a lot in the ground, but I'm trying to push my gardeners to use them in containers as much as possible, because they mix wonderfully with all the rest of the sun-loving, heat-tolerant annuals that we use in containers, like vinca, sweet potato vine, and all those.
You know what? You refer to it as summer snapdragon because it does grow during the warmer months, as you have said two or three ways. But, you know, I think in the whole scheme of things, I think it may be a prettier plant and easier to use than snapdragons. It is a much finer textured plant, appearance-wise. It blends in well with other things well, doesn't it?
Right. And that's, I think that's why we're using it so much. It's because it mixes very well with a lot of things, and it mixes it with itself.
All right. And you have three cultivars, three varieties that you want to mention, mm-hmm. or different groupings.
The Serena series is a series that we've used for years, and it's been a flame-proofer in the trial gardens for many years. The Angelonia series is a brand-new series that came out just a couple years ago, I guess, and it actually outperformed the Serena series last year and all the summer heat we had. But it will cost more because it's not produced by seed. It has to be done vegetatively, so by cuttings.
All right, so that is the Serena series, which is very commonly available, and then Sungelonia, which is Tucker's phone cut out as he said that, but it's Sungelonia, and you'll have to look for that one a little harder, and it will cost a little more because it is propagated asexually, not from seed. And then Purple Stripe is the third one?
Yes, Purple Stripe is my personal favorite, just because not only is it a little bit bigger than the other two, but it's purple and white, which is two of my favorite things in the garden, and it has a really awesome fragrance. When you put it in the garden, you'll walk by it, and you'll turn your head when it's on a nice warm day. You'll pick up on it that easily. So I use a lot when as often as I can. You can usually find it every year, but I usually have to wait because it is a bigger plant. It doesn't start blooming until a little bit later on in the season.
Tell me about the Chihuly exhibit.
Well, the Chihuly exhibit is awesome. You got to come out and see it because it's pretty cool. His iconic artwork is all over the Dallas Arboretum. A lot of it's in the gardens that I actually run, so I get to see it constantly. But it's been, you know, his work's been displayed in over 200 different venues around the world, including places like the canals in Venice, where you wouldn't think you would see glass hanging in the sky. So it's pretty cool to see. It's worked really well with our garden because they really wanted it. They didn't just throw it into the garden and say, look at our artwork. They said, look at our artwork in the Dallas Arboretum. So they really kind of tried to mesh it into our environment there. But definitely, you got to come see it.
It's just beautiful. All the photographs that I have seen, and I'll be out in the next couple of weeks. I'll look for you. I'll look for Jimmy when I come. My wife and I will be coming. I want her to see it because I have shown her some of the photographs. All right. How does somebody find the Dallas Arboretum?
Well, you find the Dallas Arboretum at 8525 Garland Road on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from the south, exit I-30 at Grand Avenue, go north. till it turns into Garland Road, and we'll be on the left side. And if you're coming from the north, take Garland Avenue until you see the green signs that say Dallas Arboretum.
All right. DallasArboretum.org is the website for all kinds of information, including information about the Chihuly exhibit and all the rest of it. What is the 24-hour information number?
The 24-hour information number is 214-515-6500.
See, Tucker, you thought radio was easy, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I'm sitting here.
I just like to kid you, man. I'm sitting there watching these birds
fight outside in my garden.
We're hearing them in the background. It's a wonderful sound. One last question, and that is Red Maple Reel. That is one of that's in your half of the gardens that are maintained, right? Tell us how that's coming along now.
It's coming along beautifully. You know, some of the maples are, as we're starting to get a little bit warmer, they're starting to lose some of the red color, and they're going into their their summer green coloration. But, you know, Jimmy and I are trying to add plants to it and make it fuller all the time, you know, adding the ground layer stuff, because the basic design was all on the trees, and so now we're continually trying to add plants to fill the ground space so it really gets nice and full and looks even lusher than it already looks.
I am finding several of my friends who have made kind of quick visits to the Arboretum have not found it. What is the easiest way? Is the wall the easiest thing to look for?
Yeah, the walls at the front are the easiest things to look for. Basically, it's a garden that's right between the two houses. So if you know one house is on one side of you and the other house is on the other side, you got to be close to it.
Yeah, as you're walking down the Paseo from the DeGallier house and past the trial gardens, just past the trial gardens before you get to the camp house, it'll be on the left. It is, what is that, limestone, white limestone?
Yes, it is.
A wall. It's and is it 3 feet high, 3.5, something like that? It's not very high.
It's not terribly high, but yeah, it's up there. It's prominent enough that you'll see it.
And folks, go down there and see the Red Maple Rill. It is incredible. The water feature alone, but then also how many? 125 red maples or Japanese maples?
125 different types of Japanese.
That's what
maples.
I meant. Yeah, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
More than 200 trees.
So. I'm so sorry. What a horrible thing to do. All right, Tucker, I sure appreciate you. Take care.
Thank you.
Nice job. Tucker Reed from the Dallas Arboretum, sponsored by Dallas Plumbing Company. My tenured, wonderful, incredible advertiser since, I wish I could, well, no, I don't know if I wish I could say since 1903. The company's been there since 1903. They haven't been my advertiser that long. They put a new air conditioning heating unit in our home this week. Their people are fabulous. They're just great. Family owned by the Downs family for four generations, and I have asked a couple of their employees, how is it to work for a company that's been around since 1903? And they just kind of smile. The Best Plumber, that was the selection in D Magazine. Best Pick Plumber, Air Conditioning and Heating by Best Pick Report. And the Consumer's Choice Award for Business Excellence year after year after year. This company deserves the plaudits. They are the best. I'm so grateful for them as advertisers. And I want you to also to know that they have a great designer and famous brand faucet, sink, toilet, and more showroom. And their showroom for all the plumbing fixtures is 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. They can help you match up with the fixtures and the plumbing that you have, and they can install it for you. Their people are specialists. Here is the kicker for this ad. Dallas Plumbing Company is a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. Through June 30, do what we did. Get up to $1,350 cash back on an amazing new Infinity air and heating system powered by GreenSpeed. It shatters the myth about heat pump efficiency in our climate. Plus 0% interest for up to 12 months with regular minimum payments. That's what you can get from Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300. DallasPlumbing.com. Dallas Plumbing, with those orange and black trucks, you know them. 214-340-6300. DallasPlumbing.com.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's NEILSPERRY. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary. And once again, we go back to the phone lines. This is Jenny in Waco. Jenny, how can I help you?
Hi, Neil.
Hi.
I have a beautiful passion vine in a flower bed that's being savaged by army worms. I've been picking them off by hand, but they just seem to be faster than I can do it. Is there anything that I can use on them that will not hurt anything else in the flower bed?
Those are butterflies. That's why you grow passion vine.
Yeah, I'd like to have the vine.
Okay.
I
cannot. There are plenty of things that get rid of larvae, of caterpillars that are devouring plants that we really want. And in my conscience, I just can't possibly, I can't bring myself to kill those. Those are beautiful butterflies.
I know, but I also love my passion vine.
Yeah, I understand. All right.
So just keep picking them by hand.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to do that to you. I am playing this game under extreme protest. That's my other sports analogy. It's the Gulf fritillary butterfly, and they are just beautiful. When you get caterpillars on, for example, on cabbage, cabbage looper butterflies are not especially pretty, the little white butterflies. And for all types of larvae, BT, Bacillus thuringiensis, will control them. And all you'd have to do is ask somebody, what do I use for caterpillars? And they would tell you that, or they'd tell you seven dust if they don't loop. Those are my answers. I hope I can't be more earnest in hoping that you won't do that. There's plenty of passion vine to go around, and plant another one somewhere. I have so many friends who raise them to show their kids the chrysalises and the butterflies emerging and all of that, and it's a chance to turn something really nice in. I'm sorry, I'll be quiet. I've done my best.
No, this has been a particularly bad year for army worms.
Well, it's not army worms. Army worms attack Bermuda grass. That's a very different pest, and that one I would tell you in a heartbeat, spray with any general purpose insecticide on that one. It's got to identify our insects properly. And that one is not an attractive butterfly. This thing is gorgeous.
Yeah.
This is just gorgeous. So look up Gulf fritillary and see how you feel at that point. But anyway, I'm through.
I've seen them. I know.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come down hard on you.
All right.
Let's go to John in Saginaw. John, and then you know what, John? Hang on. Got to get a break in here. I'm running behind myself here. Let me, I've even turned the ad copy over. I thought, well, I'm behind, so I'll just get to the next thing. Let me tell you right now about our magazine, Neil Sperry's Garden Magazine, and invite you to subscribe while you can save a huge amount. All right, a little bit of math class. Don't turn off. $23.95 per year. That's the subscription price, and that is a lot cheaper. Most of the national magazines that really don't pertain to Texas at all are $26, $27 a year for the same number of issues. We're $23.95. Our magazine is written by the finest garden writers in Texas, and they have been writing about gardening for many, many years, for decades. They are my friends. As I said last hour, probably 10 or 12 of them I've known for more than 30 years. That's the respect I have for them. That's our magazine. Every word pertains to your landscape and garden. Beautiful magazine, 26 years old, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. $23.95 per year, that's almost $24, so 2 years would be $48 at that rate. You get 3 years for $44.95 if you call before 11 today. 3 years bought one after the other would be almost $72. You are paying $44.95. $44.95 to get 3 years of Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. And I'll guarantee your satisfaction or I'll refund every penny. We always say that. And this offer, like all of the offers I put out there, is good for new and for renewing subscribers. Why don't you get your mom a 3-year subscription to our magazine? You can tell her, hey, I ordered it this morning. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Those welcome spring rains that have made everything look so beautiful aren't so welcome for your foundation. This is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. The rains have made our dry soils expand, putting enormous pressure on your foundation. If you're seeing little cracks in the walls or if your doors are starting to stick, call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their patented ProLift repairs come with a transferable lifetime warranty. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. Miracle-Gro garden soil for flowers and vegetables is specially formulated for annuals and perennials. This garden soil is enriched with organic planting material to help get plants off to a great start. It also contains a continuous release plant food that'll feed your plants up to 3 months. This is a complete garden soil for outdoor in-ground use. Its water-absorbent formula helps keep young plants from drying out and improves existing soil to build strong roots. Miracle-Gro garden soil for flowers and vegetables contains rich organic ingredients, sphagnum peat moss, and manure to improve soil condition and retain moisture. Use it when preparing soil in outdoor gardens and landscape beds by mixing it with native soil in a 50-50 ratio. This product is not intended for container gardening. Use Miracle-Gro garden soil for flowers and vegetables for your summer gardening needs. Go to Scotts.com for a listing of retail dealers near you. Scotts.com, Scotts Miracle-Gro garden soil for flowers and vegetables.
AgPower is celebrating John Deere's 175th anniversary with a special offer on Select Series riding mowers. When you've got serious landscaping to do, the John Deere Select Series has all the muscle you need to tackle any chore. Come in for a test drive and get $300 off the X500 Series or $350 off the X700 Series. Plus, we've got tons of other great Deere season deals going on. So stop by AgPower today or visit us online at ag-power.com. Offer ends 7/31/2012. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for complete details.
Armor Guard. The weather's changing. Storms are getting worse, it seems like, with every passing week and every passing year. It seems like we hear more and more about tornadoes. Wouldn't this be a great year to invest in a storm shelter or a safe room? Armor Guard can protect you and your family from severe weather and tornadoes and much more. Armor Guard has four main types of storm shelters and safe rooms. They have concrete in ground. They have concrete safe rooms. They have steel in ground and steel safe rooms. These are easily installed in urban homes. They're not just for rural dwellers. The most popular shelter is one that can be placed right inside the floor of your garage. Armor Guard's products meet or exceed the FEMA 320, 360, and ICC 500 building codes. I have no idea what I just read. They were tested for FEMA at the Wind and Science Research Center at Texas Tech University. They can withstand F5 tornado winds at 250 miles per hour. I understand that. That's impressive. All of the products are reasonably priced. They can normally be installed within 2 or 3 weeks of your order. Financing is available. They take all major credit cards. They come with a lifetime warranty. I know the people who will install this for you, and they are top-notch. ArmorGuardShelters.com. ArmorGuardShelters.com. And armor is A-R-M-O-U-R. guardshelters.com. The phone number for Carolyn or Tim, 214-520-6160. 214-520-6160. The website again, armorguardshelters.com. A-R-M-O-U-R guardshelters.com. We're back to our phone lines now, and let me see. I got to get back on that screen. I was looking something up for someone, and here we are, John in Saginaw. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
My question is in regards to, I got a really nice vegetable garden, and we went through a hailstorm a couple of days ago, and the garden got beat up pretty good. Most of the beets got knocked off all the leaves. Although they're still standing, the stems are, but a lot of leaves are gone. About half the onions are bent over. Tomatoes made it through the storm pretty good. I've got cages on them and had some netting around it as well, so I think that helped. But what's the best way to make the garden recover? Like, if the onions are bent over, should I go ahead and pull them, or will they have a chance of coming back?
You're getting awfully close to their harvest time anyway. I have a deathly allergy to onions, and so I don't get around them very much. But their harvest time comes now, and if you wait much longer, there's going to be a pretty good chance that if you get some more rain or something, they could rot because they don't have the leaves to be pulling water through the bulbs. And the other chance is that they could get very, very hot and undesirable. So you might look at one of them and just pull it and see what the size is looking like. And if there's a way to use them, that's a possibility. Normally what people will do is break the leaves off and then leave the bulbs drying somewhere for a couple of days before they try to store them inside. The beets. How large are the roots on your beets?
How what?
Large are the roots on the beets?
They're pretty large.
I think you need to harvest those. Beets are an early season crop. I was kind of surprised that you still had them out there. But I would harvest them. There's no point in waiting. You don't want to wait on vegetables until they achieve maximum size in most cases. Certainly you do on tomatoes, but you don't on squash. You don't need to on beets or carrots. You really don't want to. They get tough as they get large. So
okay.
I think I'd probably go ahead and harvest them and probably the onions as well. If you had told me that watermelons, for example, or some other summertime plant had been beaten to a pulp, should I replant, then I'd say, well, I'd wait a few days and see what comes back. But in the case of these things are about finished with their growing season, so I think it's time to harvest.
How about jalapenos, because I've got about 30 jalapeno plants.
That's a good example that goes like the watermelons. If they were damaged, I would give them a week, three or four days more to see how they offer to sprout back out again. You might have to replace them or go without them, or you might be able to nurse them back pretty quickly. A lot of times these plants lose their leaves, but the plants themselves have a lot of vigor in them, and time will tell, and it's not going to take very long.
Okay, well, I sure do appreciate it, Neil.
Good luck with them. Sorry that happened to you. Good luck. Thanks for the call. All right, we're going to take David in Saginaw. That will be the last call that I have on my board right now, so it's a good time for you to call. The next segment that we have is the longest segment that we will have, so give us a call now at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. David, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you, Neil?
I'm doing well. How can I help?
Just fine. I'm in Fort Worth. Just wanted to straighten out. Not Saginaw, Fort Worth.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Yeah, the last call was Saginaw. It's still up there. I'm sorry.
I've got a crepe myrtle, a kind of a watermelon color crepe myrtle, about 15 years old. The canopy's great. It's dark green, but on the south exposure on one little branch, it's a light yellow green leaves and turn into pink. Is that exposure? Is that a pesticide? A parasite? I don't know why the leaves and the structure look so different from the rest of the tree.
All right, and that's coming off a branch. Hang on a second. An inner office memo. Lee, I'm hearing an echo of my voice in my headphones. So thank you. Maybe. Yeah, man, it's still going on. Okay, I'll try David to help.
Okay.
Is it attached to a branch that has other normal growth?
Yeah, I'm looking at the main. It's one, it's about a five branches, stalk or
five trunks.
And five trunk and the one branch is off and there's good
okay,
branches.
Okay, hang on. The part that has this discoloration, does that trunk also have normal green growth?
Yes.
All right. Probably there's something wrong with that twig or that branch. It may have had some kind of injury or it might have some, I don't know what it is. It's going to be extremely odd and probably won't repeat through the plant. I pointed out to my wife yesterday as we drove through McKinney where we live, a crepe myrtle, an old crepe myrtle on White Street that had the look of beginnings of fall color. The tips of all of the branches had an orange reddish cast to them, and that was nitrogen deficiency. That plant needs nitrogen, but it was over the entire plant uniformly. In this case, I think you're just seeing some kind of minor deficiency of an element in a twig, and because the rest of that trunk is healthy, the problems within that twig, I don't think it's anything to worry about. I would probably either trim it out or just wait and watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate that. Let me tell you right now about Encore Azaleas. They add beautiful, bright color to your garden. in spring, summer, and fall. Developed by my friend and renowned plant breeding expert, Buddy Lee, Encore Azaleas are available in 25 different flower colors and plant sizes. There is an Encore Azalea variety for every garden, for every landscape. Encore Azaleas. They're just absolutely beautiful. They tolerate more sun than traditional azaleas. You can plant them in morning sun, afternoon shade. They need to be planted in 20-inch deep beds that are half sphagnum peat moss and half finely ground pine bark mulch. If you'll do that, they will be really happy with you. They will bloom several times per year for many, many years. Visit EncoreAzalea.com now to find a garden center near you, also to see all the different varieties that are available to you. There are planting instructions, especially for Texas soils for our area, and that's EncoreAzalea.com. E-N-C-O-R-E, azalea.com. Encore Azalea, the world's best-selling azaleas. Ask for Encore Azaleas by name.
You're listening to WBAP. That means you know what's going on. Now, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
You can rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. I've been telling you about Dalworth Clean for 31, now 32 years, and right now you pay only $29 per area to have five areas of your home, five or more areas of carpet, deep down Dalworth Clean, just $29 per area. You can book online at Dalworth.com for additional savings and for all the information on this great company, Dalworth.com. Or you can call them tomorrow at 817 or 214, Metro 267-8433. Your local area code, then 267-8433. By the way, Dalworth Clean serves all the way north to the Red River, Dallas, Tarrant, and the surrounding counties. Count on Dalworth quality and service. They have won the awards. And by the way, Dalworth Fine Floors is not at the same physical location as all of the floor service people, but it is a beautiful store in a strip shopping center. From the outside, you say, that's a nice store. From the inside, when you go in, you say, oh my gosh, would you look at those carpets? That's what you'll say. You got to remember, say it exactly that way when you walk in the door. If everybody walks in and says exactly that, Justin Siffert will say, wow, somebody's been talking about us. 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. It is an amazing store. We're going to be customers there. Call tomorrow. Their Shop at Home van will bring new flooring samples right to your home. And that's 817-520-1400. Now back to the focus, and that is the $29 per area of carpet, deep down Dalworth cleaned. You sign up at Dalworth.com or you call them tomorrow at 817 or 214-267-8433. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. My friend Mark Willis.
All right. Thank you, Neil. Good morning, everybody. Some of the top stories we're following for you were just coming in that Mexican officials are reporting that they're finding dozens of bodies dumped on a highway near Monterrey. One person was killed early this morning when a car went out of control on a Fort Worth freeway. Fort Worth police said the red sedan struck the center median of I-20 near Campus Drive at about 5:15 this morning. It flipped over in the westbound lanes. Other folks tried to stop to help, but at least one person in the car was killed. That victim's identity has not been released as of yet. A small airplane that crashed in southeast Kansas carrying five people had connections to Oral Roberts University, to a Christian youth rally in Iowa. A friend of three of the victims said Saturday that the Kansas Highway Patrol reported that four of the passengers died in Friday's crash, one badly injured. Hannah Luce of Garden Valley, Texas, critically injured, admitted to the University of Kansas Medical Center in Kansas City. Well, for Mother's Day, there is a very lucky lottery ticket holder in North Texas, and that person hit the $28 million Lotto Texas jackpot in last night's drawing with a Quick Pick ticket purchased at the Crossroads Shell in Fort Worth. The winning numbers 13, 36, 38, 45, 46, 49, and the person with that ticket holds a cash value option for the prize. WBAP News Time 10:35, an update on traffic now across Dallas-Fort Worth. Watching the roadways for us, Mr. Blaine Brooks.
In Dallas, the earlier wreck has been cleared from northbound I-35 East Stemmons at Inwood. So far, no major problems to report in Fort Worth or the Mid-Cities. This report brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. Get ready to have fun in the sun. Get bright-colored inflatable beach balls, swim rings, and arm floats for only 99.99 cents each. Kids will have hours of fun at the pool or at the beach. Save more, shop 99 Cents Only Stores first. With the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks, News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
The WBAP Weather in Touch forecast for this afternoon for this Mother's Day. It's going to be partly cloudy. We'll top out right at 78 degrees. Then for tonight, the overnight low in the upper 60s. Can't rule out a stray shower. Then for tomorrow, heading back to work, it's going to be partly cloudy. We'll warm up to 80 degrees. And then a little bit later on in the week, maybe by Thursday and Friday, we could even see 90 degrees on the thermometer. At 10:36, partly cloudy skies, 76 degrees. I'm Mark Willis, News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. Everyone at Covington's wishes all the moms a happy Mother's Day. And to celebrate, everything in the gift shop at Covington's Nursery is 25% off. Their gorgeous blooming color bowls and the hanging baskets are buy one, get another for half price through 5 o'clock today. Great place to take your mom. I was out there for about 4 hours, 3 hours, taking photographs earlier this week. They have a huge sale on some awesome plants through the end of May. 50% off all their magnolias and Indian hawthorns, 35% off all spirals, topiaries, poodles, and espaliers, including junipers, boxwood, paracantha, ligustrums, and more, and they have a lot. I saw them. 25% off all Japanese maples, 45-gallon windmill palms, bald and burlap shade trees, large specimen, bald and burlap hollies, 25% off all of those. Take advantage of these great discounts. Add some beauty and drama to your landscape. Covington's has the biggest and best plant selection in the Metroplex, the most helpful team of friendly nursery professionals. They are just fabulous. Going out for a visit and check out their available stock list at covingtonnursery.com. covingtonnursery.com. There's a double N in the middle of that. Sizes and prices are included, even plants in the half price house. There are several pages on that PDF that you'll download. And if you're looking for a specific plant, look through all the pages because it may be at one-third off or at half price house or different places. Covington Nursery and Landscape, 5518 President George Bush Highway, that used to be Liberty Grove Road. It's or Highway 66, just north of Highway 66 off the Bush Turnpike in Rowlett. 5518 President George Bush Highway, but that's on Highway 66, and that is just north by about 100 yards. 972-475-5888, covingtonnursery.com.
If you listen, you'll hear it. It's what everybody's talking about, and it's here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control gives you season-long protection without spraying. It kills insects and prevents new infestations. It's specially formulated to use on more than 100 different varieties of fruit, vegetables, and citrus. One container treats 640 square feet of vegetables or up to 9 fruit trees with a canopy width of 10 feet. There is no spraying. You just mix it and pour it, and it won't wash off when it rains. See the label for plant-specific restrictions for pre-harvest intervals. If there is no pre-harvest interval listed, then Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control Concentrate can be applied up to and including the day of the harvest. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. That's Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. BayerAdvanced.com.
Neil Sperry writes for more than 20 Texas newspapers, and his Complete Guide to Texas Gardening is one of America's all-time best-selling gardening references. Once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Mary. And once again, it's back to the phone lines. We go to Bob in Perrin near Jacksboro. Bob, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help?
What is the correct sun exposure for Boston fern?
None. Bright indirect light. You talking about indoors or outdoors?
Outdoors.
Yeah, it needs to be under a heavy well, it needs to be under a tree, beneath a tree, Bob, that casts total shade on it. One of the things that people find amazing is how bright it is outdoors, even out of the direct sunlight. We're in a kind of a hot, bright part of the world. And even under a tree, it's very bright. And that's what a Boston fern would like to have. When you bring that plant indoors this winter, it needs to be in the very brightest window that you have. And in that case, it probably ought to have some direct sunlight, but not during the heat of the summer. I have several ferns, probably 8 or 10, that I put out in my landscape during the summer. I have a Kimberley fern, the big Boston relative, and it's probably 8 feet across now, but it's in total shade. I have it. I wouldn't think of putting it out in the sun.
Well, that'll fix me up.
There you go. Thanks so much for calling. Let's go to Rick in Granbury. Folks, we have a line open now. We have a couple lines open at 800-288-WBAP. My bet is a lot of people are getting ready to get mom and take her to church or take her to lunch or something. But that leaves the line available to you at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Rick in Granbury, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
I've got three Bradford pears. They're probably about 20 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
Just a diameter tree. I'm trying to figure out how old they are. They're probably about 3-inch diameter. Anyway, two out of three trees, the leaves on them are turning brown and then eventually almost black and then falling, probably on about a quarter of the tree, quarter of the leaves on the tree.
All right. Is it primarily out the ends of the branches?
I believe they are. Yeah.
Yeah. That is a phenomenon that I have never observed in my life on Bradford pears until 2012, nor has anyone, at least not in this area. That's fire blight. That's a bacterial disease, and that same disease is the reason that we don't grow Bartlett pears here, for example. They are very, very susceptible, and a lot of the high-quality eating pears are. But heretofore, if you had asked me 3 months ago how susceptible are Bradford pears and the other ornamental pears to a fire blight, I would have said, well, I've never seen it. And it's everywhere now. I'm probably asked 10 times a week. Most of them are not on the air. I didn't say that to embarrass you or frustrate you, but my friends, everybody, a longtime friend sent me an email. He hadn't heard this commentary on the radio, and he sent me an email. Neil, what's going on with my Bradford pears? And it's just the tip 4, 5, 6, 7 inches. If you look at one of those twigs, Rick, and go back up on the twig a little ways, maybe 3 or 4 inches from the dead area, you'll see a lesion. It'll look like somebody held a match under it. I mean, it's not going to have ash and be charred like that, but there'll be a dark brown spot, and that's the point of infection. You have to prune back beyond that if you're going to try to get rid of this thing. What we don't know is, will this become worse next year? But at this point, what I always tell people with fire blight in pears, this is my generic answer for the last 42 years that I've been doing this, you need to prune the dead wood out by pruning back into healthy tissue by 8 or 10 inches. So you're going to remove some green leaves. And then between every cut that you make, you have a bucket that's 10% chlorine bleach, 90% water, and you dip your pruning tool down in that before you cut the next branch, so you don't carry the disease from branch to branch to branch. At least you sterilize the equipment between cuts. That's the long answer. It is controlled. The only spray that works on it is agricultural streptomycin or Agristrep, and that must be applied while the plant is in full flower in late February or March. This disease is carried by bees that visit the flowers.
So if I can't get rid of it by pruning, then I best bet would be to spray it next spring.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Okay. I have never seen it hit that before. This has been just a really bizarre situation this year. Nobody dreamed.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
There you go. Yep, and it's happening all over Texas. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Alicia. She is in Joplin. Alicia, this is Neil. I'm trying to think so I'm not embarrassing myself. Where's Joplin?
It's in Jack County, just
gotcha.
Out of Jacksboro.
All right, good. How can I help you?
I have oak leaf hydrangea that I'm fixing to plant and a tulip tree that I'm fixing to plant. How much shade will the hydrangea take and how much sun will the tulip tree take?
Okay. And when you say tulip tree, what color are the flowers supposed to be on your tulip tree?
Yellow.
Good. You got the good for you. You win the prize. My prize today is my sincere admiration. You have identified the tree correctly. So many Texans refer to the saucer magnolia as tulip tree, and what you have is a true tulip tree. All right. To answer your question, it needs full sun. What it may not like is how far west you are. It likes humid conditions. You don't see tulip trees growing natively much west of, not very far west of Tyler, Paris. In fact, you don't see them growing natively west of Paris or even in Paris. So that would be my concern to be, I hope it'll hold up okay for you. It's going to take a good bit of water. It's a large leaf plant. And so it's probably going to try to drop some leaves when you get to midsummer. It gets so hot and dry. As to the oak leaf hydrangea, it needs total shade. I have a bunch of them at my home, and they do famously, and they'll do great for you. They're beautiful shrubs, but give them moist, highly organic. In other words, mix a lot of organic matter into the soil to help hold the moisture. Moist soil, total shade.
Okay. Do you think I should go ahead and plant my tulip tree now or wait?
Yeah, my experience with those of us who are consumers, notice I heard that I said us, we tend to mess up at some point during the summer and let something get too dry. Nothing good happens while a plant's sitting in a pot. In most cases, it's better to go ahead and plant it and just make note that when it turns hot in June, July, August, that on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're going to water that plant deeply or whatever the time is, but every 2 or 3 days you water it very heavily individually. Don't count on sprinkler irrigation to do that for you.
Okay.
So that's my answer.
Every 3 days.
Yep, every 2 or 3 days. Yeah, it will need that in the heat of the summer. It won't need it that often now. Hey, I appreciate your call so much. Thank you. Let me give you the phone numbers. We can take a couple more calls. And we have Joe in Dallas coming up right after the last break. And then we'd have time for you at that point. The number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Arborological Services, the experts that your trees deserve, serving the Dallas, Fort Worth, and surrounding area with the finest in tree care since 1981. Now, they have specialists in all different fields, plant pathology, horticulture, forestry. They have college graduates, several in each of those categories. They have more than 10 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. They have 2 Texas Arborists of the Year on their staff. They have the Texas Tree Climbing Championship trophy that they have won 20 of the 30 times that competition has been held. So they, at all levels, they are the superior tree service company, Arborological Services. One location, Dallas-Fort Worth. I mean, they have different outposts in Dallas-Fort Worth, but one place. This is not a big national company. This way you're dealing with the people who are there day to day. From complete tree management all the way through heroic tree saving, they are the ones to call. The Dallas area number is 972-442-1524, 972-442-1524. The Tarrant County number is 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, The Tree Experts with no spaces. And on the web, it's arborological.com for Arborological Services.
Dixon Brothers is a local family business that's been working with water since 1973, providing water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, floating fountain and water well pumps and supplies. It's time for relaxing poolside with friends and family, soaking up the sunshine, cooling off in the sparkling blue pool water, right? No?
Well, get yourself to Dixon Brothers and get help. Keep your pool trouble-free this year with new Pool Life Bright Stick Sanitizer. This sanitizing stick contains exclusive Clear Care technology to simultaneously kill algae and clarify your water. Bright Sticks can be safely dropped into your skimmer for long-lasting results. Don't work harder on your pool, work smarter. With Bright Sticks from Pool Life's exclusive Pool Care Collection and Dixon Brothers. Pool Life Bright Sticks are available at Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers Showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite or call 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Happy Mother's Day, moms. Do you want a beautiful outdoor environment where you can relax and enjoy some quiet time? Do you look around your landscape and envision something different? Treat yourself to a visit to Shades of Green in Frisco. You'll find over 7 acres of top quality native and well-adaptive plant material. Annual color, perennial color, herbs, native plants, ground cover, shrubs, and trees. Powerful perennials, Texas tough natives, and well-adapted plant selections require less water and maintenance and provide beauty and a pleasing environment to complement your home and lifestyle. At Shades of Green, they encourage you to think outside the box. Don't forget, Shades of Green carries a complete line of organic supplies along with beautiful garden accents and one of the best selections of trees in the Metroplex. See for yourself why Shades of Green really is not your ordinary nursery. Call 972-335-9095. That's 972-335-9095. Stop by and visit Shades of Green at 7401 Coit Road, 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been leaders across the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. WhizQ Stone, 22 acres of beautiful stone. I don't know if you sit around thinking about what could I do that would be really pretty with stonework. I do. I love stone in my landscape, and I have stone that I've gotten from WhizQ Stone. You need to do the very same thing. 22 acres. Mike and Derek Wisnan have bought stone from all over the Southwest. I don't know where all some of it comes from, but it's beautiful. You go out there and take a look at 22 acres of stone, and you'll say, oh, gosh, there is every kind of stone I ever dreamed of and some I never heard of. That's exactly right. Now, they have classes on Saturday, May 19, how to build a rainwater harvesting patio, and then on Saturday, May 26, how to build a pondless waterfall. These classes start at 10 every Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WhizQ Stone. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays, but they'd love to have you stop in, even other times, a lot of those displays are still left in place from prior demonstrations, so you can see exactly how to use stone. The pros go to WhizQ Stone, and you and I, as amateur stone lovers, we can certainly go there too. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. And the website is whiz-q.com. whiz-q.com. WhizQ Stone. We go to Joe in Dallas. Joe, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning, Neil. Appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, sir.
I have a shoe-mauled red oak that I planted about 30 years ago. It's about a 60-foot diameter spread, but it's losing its leaves. It's every day I come out and there's a layer of leaves on the ground. I looked on a tree service, the Texas Tree Service, and it looks like it. I don't know what the sign of a red oak wilt is, but
that's not it.
Okay,
that's not it. A couple things that I would look for if I were you, and I'd be tempted with a tree as valuable as that to call a certified arborist out to take a look. The company I just did the ad for would be my recommendation. They're on my website if you're interested. By the way, for everybody listening, if you ever miss an ad and want the contact information, we maintain all of them at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. Then click on Neil on the radio, and all the advertisers are listed there. The things that I would wonder would be if you've had hail. That could have knocked some of them off from earlier this week. Also, if you have galls on those, I've had several people send me post on my Facebook page and elsewhere photos of, oh, Neil, my leaves are all falling. Look at this. And when I look at them, there are pocket gulls and vein gulls and all kinds of insect gulls. And those are harmless. Those don't cause any concern.
How big are those? Are they big
enough to see? There are 800 different species. Some of them, one gull is the size of a tennis ball, and there is a larval insect inside that. Others are just like little warts along the veins.
Now, these leaves have little, like, black spots on the back of them.
Well, I would go into I would take samples into a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional. They're most likely to be at an independent retail garden center near you. I'd take samples in and just say, is this a gall? Or if those are smooth black spots, and that may be a fungal leaf spot or something, but I don't know that I'd be overly concerned. It doesn't cost much to have a certified arborist look at the tree. And then if you need to have something done, then you have to evaluate, is the tree worth it? I would think it'd be worth a great deal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess that's not typical for just a shoemald red oak to have any kind of disease problems or anything, huh?
No, not at all. It's a very durable tree. That's very much out of the ordinary. So it's worth fighting for. It's probably not anything that's going to cause any major harm. That would be my guess, Joe. I appreciate your call. I'm going to try to get two more calls in. George and Keller, this is Neil. Thanks for waiting. How can I help you?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Japanese maple that I planted about a year ago. It's about 4.5 feet tall. But this year, on the top branches, there's no leaves that's come out on it. But down below where the branches are, on the trunk, there's leaves have come out on that.
That usually indicates that the plant has had some kind of distress. I see a lot of Japanese maples that look that way this year, George, and it's in most cases that I've seen the result of the hot, dry weather from last summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think it has a chance of surviving, though?
If the new growth that you're seeing is vigorous, then yes, it should survive. You'll trim out the dead wood and then water and fertilize it, and it should do well. I must run. I appreciate your call. Okay. Folks, thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day and be very good to yourself. Treat mom well. Remember your mom if she has gone. And to Lee Riza, to Mike Sutton, and RJ Williams, thank you very much. Until next week, happy gardening.